How y'all doing this evening? I want to thank Brother Robert for that song because it's like he threw me alley-oop with that one. Y'all know y'all, anybody here play basketball?
Yes.
All right, so y'all know the blue men that be at the basketball games, the NBA games, where they throw the ball off the backboard, and then another person come and they throw it off the backboard and they keep doing it, and then somebody come and slam dunk it. All right, that's what Robert did to me. I'm going to throw it off the backboard to Brother Brooks. Y'all with it? Okay. So with this sin in the light, this light that we're supposed to sing is the fact that God loved us so much that he gave his son. And the fact that his son loved us so much that he gave his life. The fact that they mocked him, they spit on him, they slapped him, they blindfolded him and hit him and told him to prophesy who was it that hit him. All right, they took him to court, an unjust court at that, and the fact that they would hit him. When you go to court, they ain't supposed to hit you. They ain't supposed to do none of that type of stuff. But they did it to Jesus. Yeah. And they let it happen. The high priest, who was supposed to be a man of God, all these people were supposed to be men of God, they let it happen. Now, they told Pilate, we wouldn't bring him to you if he wasn't a malefactor. They lied. They told him, according to our law, we can't kill a man. They lied. Because if they broke the law, they were supposed to be stoned to death. So that's two lies right there. Two of them. So after that, they spit in his face. They hung him on the cross. And matter of fact, he had to carry his cross to his own execution site. I would have told them, nah, y'all just going to have to kill me right here because I'm not doing it. But that's why Jesus came and not me. So y'all wouldn't have been saved if it was me. So they hung him on the cross, and he hung there naked for 6 hours for the people to see, being the main event, pretty much. They hung him there for 6 hours, and people watched him, laughed at him, and talked about him. Told him, get yourself down if you be the son of God. Mm. You the king. You save others, but you can't save yourself. When he could have sent a legion of angels. All right, so after that, they pierced him inside, out came blood and water. They buried him in a tomb. He resurrected on the third day and told his disciples, go and preach the gospel to every creature. If that person believe it and they baptize, they can be saved. So you have to believe that story. You have to repent of your sins. You have to confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. Then you have to be baptized in order to be saved. So today we're going to start with Matthew 4 and verse 18. And what I'm going to try to do is paint on our minds. I want to paint on the canvas of our minds just to get us to kind of try to view it a little bit different. So let's start with Matthew 4 and 18.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Okay, so today, I want to talk to us about the idea of being fishers of men. All right? So this is what I want us to leave with, being fishers of men. So this topic was really inspired by the lesson that Brother Brooks had brought last week when he was talking about what type of disciple are you. So this is kind of what really brought this all about. And so to understand being a fisher of men, we have to understand certain principles about fishing. So we got to understand, if we're trying to catch a fish, what type of fish you want to catch. Depending on what type of fish you want to catch, you got to use a certain bait. Depending on what type of fish you want to catch, you got to be in a certain area to catch these certain fish with these certain baits. All right? So let's go ahead and really I want to talk about the biggest problem that we have in the church is the fact that we have a 21st century church mindset, not a first century church mindset. So now with first century church mindset, remember there was when you did something wrong, there was immediate punishment. Like, we don't see people just dropping dead because they lied. Let's go to Acts 5 and verse 8. Acts 5 and 8.
And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Hmm. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband.
All right, so now, this is what happened. She had her and her husband had lied, said they sold this for this much. And so they said, well, we're going to tell them that we did it for this much. We're going to lie pretty much. And she just fell straight down and died. We don't see this. All right, read the next verse. Watch what happened.
And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things.
It said, and great fear came upon all the church because they seen what just happened. We don't have that right now. We don't get to see miracles, people being raised from the dead. We don't get to see the tongues that was in Acts 2. We don't get to see that. All right? So we got a 21st century church mindset. Now, we don't get to hear God say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. We don't get to hear the audio voice of God. Y'all with me? All right, so it becomes an even bigger problem when it comes to preaching the gospel and teaching. All right? This 21st century mindset versus this first century church mindset becomes a big problem when it comes to preaching the gospel. Go to Acts 8. Now, we ain't got to worry about getting killed in America. We ain't got to worry about that issue when it comes to preaching Christ. We ain't got to worry about that. But now watch this. Go to Acts 8 and start in verse 3.
As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Hmm. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
Hey, it said now, Paul was trying to go get them, and after they got away, they still went preaching the word. See, but we don't have this issue, and we ain't going preaching the word like this. We're not doing that. We got social media. We got all these different avenues to preach the word of God, and we don't do that. Now, I'm going to give us a few examples from scriptures, and you tell me which kind of disciple you are when it comes to be a fisher of men. All right? So now we had Judas, we had Peter, and we had the other disciple, right? Y'all remember that? Okay. So now the mindset of Judas, after it's like being baptized, and as soon as you come out of the water, washed in the blood, you don't tell nobody about Christ. You don't tell nobody about the one church. You don't tell nobody about your sins being remitted. Nobody. Just keep it to yourself. Maybe you come to worship once a month, maybe once every few months, maybe never come to Bible class. How you gonna teach people? You don't learn. If you're not coming to learn, how are we gonna teach people if we're not coming to learn what we need to do? So if I know Brother Brooks is a good fisher, I need to be hanging around Brother Brooks. That's what I need to do. Now, if I don't want to hang around two experienced fishers like Brother Brooks, then I need to hang around somebody like Robert who's hanging around Brother Brooks. So Robert learned from Brother Brooks, so I'm going to learn from Robert. That makes sense? I'm hoping it's making sense. All right? Now, we got some people in here that do network marketing. You know, they network a lot. They could talk to people on a personal level when it comes to getting money. But when it comes to evangelizing about Christ, they don't want to do personal evangelism. That's going to hurt on the day of judgment. That's going to really hurt on the day of judgment. Because you had a talent, but you never sharpened your talents up. You had a talent. Oh, I don't like talking to people like that. Oh, well, you do it about money, but you can't do it about Christ. That's going to hurt. So you can do one of two things. You can repent say, man, I need to get it together. Or you can say, man, I ain't got to listen to none of this dude saying. I ain't got to listen to nothing. And that's spiritual suicide at its finest right now. Spiritual suicide at its finest, if that's the way you're thinking. Because it's the mindset of Judas, the mindset of Peter, and the mindset of the other disciple. So, are you a Peter? When you with the crew, you ready to get down. Oh, you, what? Pull out the sword on you, what? Ready to chop off an ear. But when you by yourself and persecution arrives, start tucking tail. I don't even want to go in the door. Nope. They're going to get him. If they get him, they're going to get me too. Question Brother Bruce asked, how far are you going to go? So now, with Peter, I want you to understand, it's going to be people that's going to call you a holy roller. They're going to call you holier than thou. They're going to call you Bible thumper. They're going to call you all these things. They're going to call you all these names. Trust me, I know. I pack the book with me everywhere I go. When I rode with Metro, I had it on the floorboard because this is a tool right here. This is a tool. One of the best ones that you're going to be able to use as a fisher. So now with this tool, let's go to Matthew 10:34. Matthew 10:34. What you going to do when persecution arises?
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Now, hold on. Now, for context, when he talks about sword, he's talking about the word. Y'all with me? So now, when it comes to the word, in Proverbs 23:23, he said, buy the truth and sell it not. So now we buy cars, and after a while, when the car get old, and you go return it to the dealership, you try to make a negotiation like, hey, I need this much, I'm going to buy another car. Or you want to sell this car. He said, now, buy the truth and sell it not. So when it comes to communion every Sunday, buy the truth and sell it not. One church, buy the truth and sell it not. All right? Keep reading.
And a man's foe shall be they of his own household.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me.
Mm.
He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
So y'all remember what he told Peter and Andrew? He said, follow me, right? So now, he said, when you take up your cross and follow after me, I'm going to get into more stuff. I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to do, now Peter was able to repent. Peter came back strong as ever, all right? Now this other disciple, let's look at the mindset of the other disciple. So now let's go to John 18:15-16 real quick. So now the other disciple, he went in with Jesus. And see, we're going to find out what this other tool is when it comes to fishing as well. John 18:15.
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple.
Mm-hmm.
That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus unto the place, the palace of the high priest.
All right, so now the other disciple was known of the high priest. So he was able to go in with Jesus. Keep reading.
But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter.
All right, now watch this. Now, the other disciple, the mindset of the other disciple, he could have said, man, I'm leaving Peter outside because he wasn't rolling with us. That boy Peter was afar off. He was way in the back, way back there. So he said, man, he could have left Peter outside if he wanted to. But now notice what he did. Read that verse again.
But Peter stood at the door without.
Mm-hmm.
Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door and brought in Peter.
So now the other disciple used his influence to get Peter in the door. Y'all see what I'm saying? So now we got these social medias, we got all these different avenues, and we don't like to use our influence on none of these. Well, my Facebook page is my personal page. You know, I don't talk about Christ on there, but you talk about politics. You talk about Black Lives Matter on there. Hey, when it comes to it, man, we in the greatest movement in the world right now, being followers of Christ. It don't make sense to jump into no other movement like Black Lives Matter. It don't make sense. Because when I start doing that, my influence goes down. It's going to go down. It's not a good look for none of us. So we have to understand the influence that we have. So now, do I use my influence to bring people back to Christ, our brothers and sisters? We got it. See, like Brother Curvey, he sent a text every morning, every night. Whether I respond or not, I know a text coming through. When it's early in the morning, I ain't got to look at it. I'm like, that's Brother Curvey for sure. All right? Are we going to start using our influence on social media? Because I pique a lot of people's interest on social media. Some people don't like it. Some people don't like to hear about the one church. I'm going to use my influence to pique the interest of those that are seeking truth. It ain't for those that don't want truth. They're going to get on there and argue. It's going to happen. But those that are seeking truth, that's who I'm doing it for. That's who I'm fishing for. So, you know, sometimes some people fish, they're looking for a certain fish, and then when they don't catch the fish they're looking for, they'll bring it in, unhook it, and throw it back in the water. That's what happens. So when we use this bait, we're looking for a certain fish, and I'm looking for seekers. Let's go back to Matthew 4:18. And while I'm at it, we should be using our influence on the job, in college, in high school, middle school. We should be talking to our friends about Christ, his church, and his doctrine. All of these things. Now let's go to Matthew 18. 4:18, my bad. 4:18. Mm-hmm. We're going to read it through.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, mm-hmm. saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
All right.
And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
Keep reading.
And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mm-hmm. mending their nets, and he called them. They immediately left the ship and their father and followed him.
Now I want y'all to understand this first century stuff that I'm talking about. They had nets and they had ships. They were fishers, and these things generated money. Mm-hmm. They left it to follow Christ. Mm-hmm. They left it. All right? We got brothers and sisters that have businesses. They can choose which hours they work, which days they work, and they choose to work on Sunday during service times. You can pick whatever time you want to work, and you pick this time, and then you off when we don't have service. It's the mindset that we're dealing with. All right? So now, right about now, you should know if you're a Judas, a Peter, or other disciple. Right about now. I'm going to give us another example. Let's go to John 1:43. And now this is really for anybody, but more so for the babes, those that don't know too much, know all of the doctrine yet and still learning. Now, watch what happened when Philip was called to follow Christ.
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and found Philip and said unto him, follow me. Now, mm-hmm. Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip founded Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
Okay, now hold on. So now when Jesus had called Philip, Philip went and got somebody he loved and said, hey, man, we found him. The one that Moses and them was talking about. And so now watch what happens.
We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Yeah.
And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see.
Hey, Philip told him, come and see. When it come down to when we talking to our friends and we don't too much got all the information, based on the influence that we have with our friends, we should be able to tell them, hey, man, just come and see. Just come and see. Mm-hmm. Same thing Tia did with Roslyn. Same thing I did with Mello. Same thing I did with my mama. It's just the influence that we have, we should be able to use it. Because the tools, the fishing tools that we have, the best ones, the top three, is scripture, lifestyle, and influence. Scripture, lifestyle, and influence that bring people to Christ. Mm-hmm. All right? So now, some people say, man, I've been around my friends such and such long, and they just ain't biting. You in the wrong spot. You fishing in the wrong spot. The fish are over there. He over there with snapping turtles. You know what I'm saying? But just like John was a forerunner, and he told him, well, I'm just a forerunner for Christ. I must decrease, he must increase, I must get down, Brother Bruce must get up. Go ahead, Brother Bruce.
He was peeping. He used the word like, hey, roll with me, peeping. Y'all peep that. Y'all get that stuff? Boy, he a mess, ain't he? Luke 5, I'm closing with this thought. I think it's a great thought for what we're getting ready to do at the church, and that is we need to be winning souls. That's the bottom line of this whole study, is that these fish are men and women who need to be saved. But I want to just point out a couple factors in Luke chapter 5 and how it all came about and the mindset we should have as we think about this, and I'll be very brief. And the Bible said it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him
to hear the word
of God, talking about the Lord. Go ahead.
To hear the word of God.
To hear the word of God.
He stood by the lake of Gennesaret.
The people want to know about the Lord, y'all. The world we live in are people who want to know. They pressed upon the Lord to hear what he had to say to them. And so he was at the lake of what?
Gennesaret.
Yeah. Read.
And saw two ships standing
by
the lake. So
Jesus, picture this. Jesus is at the lake. And he see two ships. This is a fisherman. And it'd be, yeah, and when you start looking at fishing, you got to have some boats. Amen. They're good. And he see two boats. How many of y'all got a boat in here? You ever seen anybody catch a fish that never got in the boat? Except I'm not talking about bank fishing. If you got a boat, the boat is made to go out in the water so you can fish. James, you got a boat? Is it in the water? You ain't gonna catch no
fish.
Got it. Pete, you got a boat? Where Pete at? You got a boat? Is it in the water? Ain't gonna catch no
fish.
Jane, you got a boat? Is it in the water? You ain't gonna catch no
fish.
Nate, you got a boat? Is it in the water? You ain't gonna catch no
fish.
So if we gonna be fishermen, we got to be willing to get in the boat and we can go out there and do some fishing. So the first thing I want to say is that all of us got to want to get in the boat in order to catch the fish. How many of y'all ready to get in the boat? Now, I talked to the leadership today about getting in the boat. And so this is a good play on that. So we got to get involved in order to catch fish. This is the idea, is catching fish. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a fishing tournament here with all these guys who got boats. And we're going to find out who the best fisherman. And it's probably going to be me. And I'm going to get in every boat. And I'll help James catch some of his boat. And then I'm going to go to James' boat. And I'm going to move to another. That's all I want, is a tournament so I can go from boat to boat. And that guarantee I'm going to win one of them because I'm going to be in the boat catching more fish. Anyway, I thought that was a side note. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But anyway, y'all get the idea. We got to get into what? So now we got to get in the boat together, me and James. If we working together to save souls, if we got to get in the boat to what? Together. So if we're going to work together as a church, we all got to get in the boat with somebody. Amen. Listen to what he said now. We can get in the boat by ourselves and catch fish, or we can get in the boat with somebody else. Come on, let me give a couple more points before I go.
But the fishermen were gone out of them,
yeah,
and were washing their nets.
Now, fishing them gave up. They were sitting out washing their fish. You ain't gonna catch no boat. You ain't gonna catch no fish on the side, on the bank, washing the net. They got to get the nets out there in order to catch them. Read.
And he entered into one of the ships.
Now, here come the master. Jesus gets on one of the ships,
which was Simon's, and prayed.
And
him.
He gets on with another man who know how to fish. He gets on there. The master gets on the ship with Simon, and what happened?
Prayed him, and that he would thrust out a little from the land.
He told Peter, Simon said, "Yo, get on out there in the water." And so he's teaching a lesson already. We got to get out of here and get out there in the water. So we got to get out. We got to step out and get out there if we're going to catch fish. We got to get in the boat and then get in the water. Now, when Jesus got in the water, what happened?
And he sat down.
He sat down.
And taught the people out of the ship.
So now, not only that, dude, when we get in the water, we got to talk. We got to do some teaching in order to get the people to understand what we're trying to do. Amen. Now notice what happens here. Listen.
Now, when he had left speaking,
yeah, when
he
Jesus
said unto
talking,
Simon, lunch out into the deep.
Now, he was in the shallow water. But Jesus knew the fishes out there were. And then see, there's some shallow fishermen here in the church. They might get in the boat, but they ain't gonna go deep. You know, they ain't gonna get hard into this thing. You know, they do a little morning service. You jumped in the boat, but you ain't got nowhere. You ain't in no. You just in the morning, so it's shallow water. You ain't fishing. Amen. Somebody, when we call for evangelism, sign up this year. When you get ready to start talking about using social media to win, so use your Facebook, use your Instagram, or you use FaceTime, use everything you can use to save. So you got to get ready to get out of the shallow water and go out there and do some deeper fishing. It's good. Come on, I'm trying to give them a couple more points. Come on, man.
Lunch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drop.
Now, once we get out in there, we just can't sit out there and talk about it. We got to get out there and do some work, man. What if we want somebody down here on the corner handing out some flyers? I'm going to come and invite you to do some things at the church. We're going to have a giveaway. We're going to be doing this. We want you to come and be with us. Now you're out there talking. You're dropping the net. You're trying to catch them. Watch what happens. Read.
And Simon answering said unto him,
now Peter.
Master.
Peter, now he understood who was doing the teaching. So we ought to understand all our directions of how to win fish, how to catch the fish must come from the master. Read on.
We have toiled all night and
now
have taken
Peter
nothing.
Is looking at past. Now in the past, we didn't do too good. Well, there'll be days in the past, we can look back at our past of saving souls last year. We baptized 44 people last year. There were times we baptized, there's this current 180 people. Amen. We didn't do no fishing, did we? We didn't do enough fishing. Did we say, amen, we didn't do enough fish? If we didn't catch 44 and we can catch 180, then we ought to be catching how many? 180, yeah. 44 don't look too good no more, do it? Okay, now watch what happened.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down.
Now, what did he say?
Nevertheless.
Jesus told him to do what? Go out what? Out in the deep. What else? He told him to do. Go back to that verse. You're messing up my point there.
Launch out into the deep.
And what?
Now
launch. What does that mean? You gotta. In other words, there's a need to press forward. You know. So okay, how are we ready to launch? Yes or no? What about, let me ask leaders? Are we ready to launch after today? Yeah, we ready to what? Launch. Where are we gonna go? We gonna stay in the shallow water?
Deep.
No, we ain't gonna stay in no shallow water. Just sitting here not doing nothing. We gonna start baptizing folks. We gonna start visitor class back up. We gonna start bringing visitors in the weekday. We gonna start having VIP classes in the weekday. We gonna have personal evangelism class. We gonna start our ministerial class. We gonna be doing outdoor preaching. We gonna do indoor preaching. We gonna do sidewalk preaching. We gonna work the neighborhood. We gonna work the email. We gonna work the phones. We gonna do some things to save souls. What we doing? Talking about catching what? So we got to launch. We got to launch. We got to take off. Y'all ready to take off? Sure. Let's go.
And let down your nets for a
draw. Once we get out there, we got to use what God gave us to catch them. We read on.
And Simon answering said unto him, Master.
Now watch Simon. He looking in the past.
We have toiled all night and have
now
taken
we
nothing.
We done tried this before. We toiled all night. What he say?
Nevertheless, at thy word,
now,
I will let down.
When we say, okay, maybe we did, but nevertheless, if the Lord tells us to go do what? Go. Know what Peter's attitude must be. And this must be our attitude. One of my points. Our attitude must be that we'll do whatever. He said, nevertheless, at your word, I'll go. Is that what he said?
Yes, sir.
So nevertheless, at his word, we'll move. We're going to move. All right.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready to move? Oh, come on. Y'all don't get excited with me. Because guess what? We're going to do some things. I'm excited about it. But you got to get excited. And I think this is a great lesson to get us excited. So we're going to fish or not? Are we going to sit on the bank? Are we going to get in our boat? Are we going to stay in the shallow water? Or are we going to go out there to the deep water? Which way y'all want to do it? When we get out in deep, what are we going to do? Throw our net down. Why? Because the Lord told us to. That's why. This is what the Lord commanded the church to be, soul-saving people, to go into the world and preach the gospel. Launch, read.
And when they had done this.
Now, when they had done what the Lord told them.
They enclosed a great multitude of fish.
If we just do it the way the Lord tell us. Guess he said you're going to enclose what? A multitude
of fish.
And
their net break.
See, ain't nothing too hard for God. All we got to do is go out there in the deep, throw the net down, and go get so many fish, it's going to break the net. But here's my last point. Keep on reading right quick.
And they beckon unto their partners.
Now, notice this. Somebody's watching. Y'all remember there were two ships, right? The one the master got on is performing. Y'all follow me? See, Jesus stepped in Simon's boat. Simon didn't understand what Jesus, he was teaching a lesson. He said there in shallow water and preached to the folk. The other ship was looking. They were over there cleaning up. So they put their boat. They sat over there looking at this boat, and they watching what Peter and Jesus accomplishing. So Peter then followed Jesus' command, and he dropped the net and started. Now the other boat, watch what he said. He beckoned
unto their partners.
And so he's saying, what?
Which,
hey, man, we catching fish. Come on over. That'd be like me and James. You know, me and you probably ought to go first because Pete and them jealous, man. If me and you start catching fish, they're going to be talking about, come on over here, man. Y'all, these fish, y'all. Yeah. Anyway, I just, see, you got to work with these guys, man. Pray for them. See, now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Got to drop a little humor right here. Now, Nate is, he's not a good sportsman, so he's kind of going to be hard working with him. But if we catching fish over there, I'm going to say, hey, Nate, come on over here. Now, if you got too much pride to come, amen, somebody. So if see, let me bring it back to you. If we working together in evangelism and working together, and we're working to save souls, then we need to beckon to relief. Y'all come on and feed them so we can baptize them. We need to beckon to the administration. Put them flyers out for us. Send them emails out for us. We need to beckon for education. Get them cooks going, man. We need to beckon for education. Get them teachers ready. Get them ready. Because all of us got to go out there and fish. Amen. So what we doing? Evangelism, we're beckoning. We're going to be catching fish. Release. You going to catch with us? I'm asking a question now. They don't even want. I'm saying, at relief, y'all going to catch with us? Y'all going to fish with us? Edification, y'all going to fish with us? Education, you going to fish with us? How about our youth? Are they going to fish with us? Yeah, because they're little bitty fish got to be caught. Big fish in the net, fat fish in the net, skinny fish in the net, ugly fish in the net. Barracudas in the net. Sharks in the net, man. You ain't no telling what we might bring in here. We might say, oh, Lord, we caught that shark. No, sir, man. You know, sometimes you catch stuff you don't want. You want a stingray in there. You got to catch a snapping turtle. Yeah, but what I'm saying, my only point is that, y'all, once we get one ship moving, then we start beckoning everybody else. Come on board. What are we doing today in this message? What did Brother Brooks saying? I'm saying, y'all, come on board. We need everybody fishing. We need everybody in the boat. And once we get in the boat, we're going to catch some fish. Because we're doing it at the Lord's word. That's what Simon said. Nevertheless, at your word. Read on my last point right here. And y'all didn't know I had all them points in there. I didn't either, but they good, ain't they? Give me another one.
And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink.
Just do what the Lord said. Read on.
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
He gave God the credit. And when we do this, who are we going to get the credit to? To God be the what? glory. We just drop down and worship. And look at us. The reason why we want to catch other fish, because somebody fished for us. Because they fished for us. We too have to understand that we were lost. And we should have a song that says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me." That's what Peter sees himself as a sinful man. And Jesus closes it out with this. He says,
"For he was astonished at all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken."
Right.
"And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon."
Everybody getting astonished. When things start, this church start growing and popping, folk going to just come and want to put their membership. You want to know why? Because people like to see good things happening. Read on.
"And Jesus said unto Simon,"
yeah,
"fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men."
Now, Jesus said, what I was teaching you was not about how to catch fish. What I was teaching you was how to catch men. We're fishermen of men. Jesus used a fishing concept, not to teach them how to catch fish, but how to catch men. Why? Fish don't have a soul. It's men who have a soul. That it? That's the end of that verse? Okay, good. So did he do a good job? Absolutely. Did I slam dunk it? Yeah, I alley-hooped it. And I did what? Felt like Michael Jordan right there, man. Slam that thing. So here we are. You know, you never know who's in the audience. If you're today and you're not a Christian, we're fishing for you right now. We want you to be saved. And we know you cannot be saved unless you believe like us. We believe that Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross because of this book. That he hung on that cross, as this young man just said. He was there 6 hours. He bled. He suffered that we could be saved. Amen. I'm glad he did that for me, aren't you? Aren't you glad he hung on the cross for you? I'm glad he shed the blood. I know I haven't lived a perfect life, but I sure am glad of the blood I can have forgiveness of sins. I'm thankful to God that he will give me a chance after chance after chance. Yes. And so if you believe that he died for you, you got to believe they buried him. You got to believe he resurrected. This is called the gospel. And he told us to preach that to you. You must believe it and be baptized to be saved. And how do you do that, brother? Number one, hearing it, believing it, repenting of your sin, confessing Jesus to be the Son of God, and then being baptized for the remission of sin. Then what? The Lord would add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. And that's the only one in the Bible. And the saved are in the boat, which is the church. If the Lord is in the boat, that's the church. So you can't be saved outside of the boat. I'm going to use it as the church. When Jesus stepped on there, things happened. Amen. And Jesus is the one who died for the church. And the saved are in the church. If you want to get into church tonight, you come by coming down. We'll baptize you tonight. Or maybe you need prayer. Or you want to come back and restore. Or maybe you just going through some things. You need us to pray with you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. And let's do this, church. Let's plan now to go out there in the deep and start doing what we should do as a congregation. Fish of men. May God bless you.